Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. It is my highest honor to hold your hand on the journey from religion to relationship. It's what I personally feel called to do. When I think about what am I called of the Spirit to do, it is to be a handholder and facilitate the journey from religion to relationship. Sometimes we get to do that in a sermon, 45 minutes to 60 minutes of just helping people to see the Word, expository preaching. Sometimes we get to do that by sitting around tables and answering questions, sharing bread, breaking bread, and fellowshipping with believers. Sometimes I get to do that by writing extensively on topics and going deeper and deeper and deeper into them and allowing the reader to move at their own pace. Another way I get to hold the hand is right here on the DDP, 5 minutes every day, not intending to be your entire diet, but a supplement, almost like a vitamin, that hopefully we can put some nutrients into your spirit, man, that help you out as you walk along the way and live your life. I want to bring out a few things over the course of the next few days that the Holy Spirit does. We've been talking about having our conscience cleansed, how the eternal Spirit, the Holy Spirit, is always witnessing to us of who Jesus is. I want you to know and believe the truth of what Christ did for you on the cross. If your conscience is not cleared and it is full of things you think you need to do, it is only because you do not have a full comprehension of what Christ accomplished for you. If you don't have a full revelation of what Christ did for you on the cross, you will go over and over and over again back to a sacrificial altar, offering up gifts and sacrifices to God in the form of some sort of penance or payment plan by which you think if you could read or pray or witness or give or attend church or preach or whatever, that God would be almost forced to bless you due to the fact that you're doing all of these good works. And that is a clear sign, an obvious sign, that someone has not had their conscience cleansed before God because they feel like they owe God something. And the book of Hebrews would call that an evil conscience. In fact, the book of Hebrews would tell us that the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, and that cleanses our conscience from dead works to serve a living God. That's Hebrews 9:14. So the Holy Spirit is in the business of cleansing your conscience. If you don't think it's been done by Jesus, you'll by default think it needs to be done by you, and then we'll get all wrapped up in sin and its results. Some would say, well, what about we should confess our sins, and then he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness? That's 1 John 1:9, a real hang-up verse for a lot of believers. Let me try to say an answer in the simplest terms I can without a long, drawn-out paragraph. The word confess in 1 John 1:9 is the Greek word homologia. Logios, logos, is the Greek word for word. Homo is the Greek for same as. Homologios, same word as. So whenever the New Testament talks about confession, it's not always talking about our English definition. So when John says, confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, it say the same thing about your sins that God says about your sins. And what God said about your sins in Hebrews is, their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more. You are confessing about your sin what God confesses about your sin. So by all means, confess about your sin exactly what he does, and then rest. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.